live from the Fury Electric Studio on the Buzz Radio Network. Be a part of the fun by calling 501-433-1037.
Oh, without a doubt, I think that was one of the more positive things that took place, seeing those guys out there and seeing, you know, Moses is a more physical presence, I think, and does a better job of protecting the rim for us. And I think they, we can see that they can feed off each other. They're both good passers, and again, they continue to really grasp it, playing at this level against the big bodies. I thought they looked good together.
For those of you who are hoping to completely ignore Razorback basketball from over the weekend and a 14-point loss at LSU, I apologize. Could be worse. You could have watched that debacle and then been out to dinner with your wife and had your dinner interrupted by tiger bait, like I did.
You still were able to digest your food?
I was like, well, I've eaten all my steak, but I still have a steak knife, and I sure hope he leaves soon.
Too many people around.
For his own good. I don't know that anybody would say anything. I guarantee there'd be a whole lot of, I didn't see nothing, officer. I didn't see nothing. Mr. Acree, how can you explain all that blood from tiger bait all over you?
Well, that's from the steak.
I tried to revive him.
He ran into my knife.
It was some other guy. He ran into it 17 times. All right, good, bad, and the ugly from the game this weekend. That was Coach Anderson talking about Portis and Kingsley. Still not seeing enough of them together despite the fact that you had Alandis Harris and Michael Qualls left home for conduct detrimental to the team, which it's nice when other guys can't play. UALR benefited from that this week at home. Sean Long, I think his name is, the kid from
UL.
Yes, yeah. From the University of Louisiana. Anyway, Portis did play well. I think Portis gets better every game. I saw him run the floor and finish with a dunk the other day. I loved it. That made me excited for the future for him. 15 points, 5 rebounds. Got 19 minutes out of Kingsley, and he didn't contribute a whole lot more than he does in 6 or 7 minutes normally. So I don't know if he's great or he's just really efficient normally. I will say this, Kiko had a great game. 15 points on 3 of 6 from beyond the arc in 22 minutes. Now, the bad for Arkansas, they allowed 55% shooting, almost, just shy of it, from LSU. LSU improves to 5-3 in conference play and 14-6 overall. Another team, unfortunately, for Arkansas that's fighting to get in the NCAA tournament. And the ugly Arkansas out-rebounded again, 45-33. And by the way, Jordan Mickey and Johnny O'Brien III named co-SEC Players of the Week. They had 22 and 23, respectively. More importantly, Mickey had 6 blocked shots. I will give this to Portis, too, back to his numbers for a moment. The dude had 5 steals in the game. 5 steals in the loss. I love the way Portis is playing at both ends. He's getting better every week. If everybody will follow Portis, Arkansas is going to be okay. But there's going to be a lot more frustration before there's any happiness, I'm afraid, for Arkansas fans. What's up, Herb?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy.
I was listening about talking about the quarterback, Peyton Manning. And, you know, we try to define people's career based on the win-loss record. So, I mean, you know, you look at Barry Sanders. We say Barry Sanders wasn't, you know, one of the greatest running backs of all times. It was the last time he was in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you look at his, look at the win-loss of Detroit. So you look at Peyton Manning. Look at the scores of those games that he lost in the playoffs. Did he do the best that he could? Did he do a good job?
There are a lot of things that are troublesome with that. The other thing I would say is Tom Brady is going to go down as one of the greats of all time. You want to put him in the top 5, top 10, top 15, top 20, top 2, number 1? I don't care. I don't have time to debate him. But I will say this. His team lost in the AFC championship game to Peyton Manning. And guess what? I would say that Tom Brady performed as well or better than he ever has before with that group around him this year. Now, admittedly, he had a couple of good players around him, but think about it. I mean, you're working without one of the best tight ends in the game. Another one of the top tight ends in the game is sitting in a jail cell, and you had wide receivers and others hurt throughout the year. I thought he performed as well or better than he ever has before, and he, as far as he got, was the AFC Championship game, and that's going to go as a loss in the postseason for him. But did he not play pretty awesome throughout the year to get him there? I would say so.
Right.
Anyway.
And another thing, you know, I take the positive out of the Arkansas game also. I always try to look at the positive. And, you know, to play LSU at LSU, you know, the way they did the second half, and true enough, they did pull back into the game, and then they faded out again. But you're playing without two of your top players.
Mm-hmm.